I'm saved, washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Ghost. I've got the greatest gift the world could ever know. Blessed be the King. Somebody else stand and tell me how excited they are to go to heaven. Woo! Sister Lydia, stand up, testify. Glory! Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Well, I trust you understand now what excited means. Okay. Anybody else filled with the Holy Ghost here tonight? God is so good. I'm ready to preach. I don't know whether you're ready to hear or not. Glory. Go ahead, Brother Kennard. You was about to stand up and do something. That's all right. Right.
They are.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. That's good. Woo! Glory. Come on. Right. Yes. Woo. There you are. There it is. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to the King. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Brother Timmy, there is a place where there is no door. Woo! Because we're the ones that put up the doors. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ came in, when we were born again by the Spirit of God, the door was just ripped off the hinges. Hallelujah. We were a new creature created in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, became a candidate to be baptized in the Holy Ghost of God, and then God filled us with the Holy Ghost. We were walking with God. There was no door. No, no, no. The veil was rent from the top to the bottom. There was no door. It was open, hallelujah, for you and I to go into the throne room of our God. And that also meant it was open for him to come in. Ooh, hallelujah. We're the one that shuts doors. We're the ones that close doors. We're the ones that give in to temptation. What's that do? Shuts the door. Why? Because I just did a selfish thing. I just went my way instead of God's. And I shut the door. That's why he has to stand and knock. Because he knows if he don't get in, you're going to hell. And he's not willing that any should perish, because a shut door is not going to make the rapture. It's not going to make heaven. No, it's got to be no door. Woo! Praise God. Glory to the King. Amen. This is just prelude. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you feeling it, Brother Kennard? I can tell you are. Glory to the King. Praise God. Oh, I'm like the Apostle Paul. I wish to all everyone was like I was without these bonds. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. There's no greater joy than an open door. Not hiding. You understand why we close doors, don't you? I know what we're, hey, this, we're preaching tonight. You understand why we close the door, don't you? Because we don't want Jesus to see what we're doing. We don't want Jesus to see how we're acting. We don't want Jesus to know. Oh, so we close the door. Yeah. 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 Let's bust that thing wide open tonight. What do you say? Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's a humbling thing, amen, to realize why Jesus came to this earth. He came for you. He came for me that we might be saved. Hallelujah. It was a miraculous birth that brought him into this world. And it is a miraculous birth that takes us out of it. Hallelujah. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. It's a miraculous thing. Salvation's miraculous. It's not something I just kind of work myself into. It's miraculous. Glory, 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 glory. Help me, Jesus. I got some things I want to share with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now hang on, school students. It's a rerun for you. Amen. But sometimes reruns are good. Yeah. Anybody ever listen to a song more than once? Anybody ever watch Facing the Giants more than once? Okay, so I can preach a message more than once, can I? Hallelujah. You'll get more out of it this time than you did the first time. Is that not true? Is that not true? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter number 1, you can stand with me. Praise God, should already been there. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm on my way to heaven. And the journey gets harder every day. I'm walking with you. Oh, did I sing that wrong? Well, that's how it goes sometimes, oh, isn't it? The journey gets harder every day. But I'm walking with Jesus all along the way. Anyway, praise God. Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 20. Sister Pepper's been doing a wonderful job on teaching and preaching and Proverbs. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, which means you foolish ones, will you love simplicity or will you love foolishness? The scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father in heaven, we praise your holy name. We thank you for your word, Lord God. It's true. It's faithful. It's forever settled in heaven. God of heaven, I pray, Lord, let your anointing rest upon this congregation, upon my mind, upon my lips. Help us, O Lord God, to draw nigh unto you with all of our heart. Lord God, to incline our ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say unto his church this night. For you are building the church, Lord. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, you're preparing your bride. Hallelujah. Lord, make preparations in us tonight, God, because we want to be part of it. Father, we praise your name and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. You may be seated again this evening. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. The school students are going to wonder, okay, what's he going to do now? Is he going to do it just like he did in chapel? No. I might get closer and point a few more things closer to you than I did in chapel. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Pastor's already pacing. You're a mean one. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was pointed towards me, not you, Matthew. Hallelujah. I am known in school as the warden. Probably the nicest warden you've ever met. But they called me the Grinch just the other day. Wasn't because I was wearing this green shirt either. Jason told me I look like a nice Christmas ornament tonight. No, maybe that's not exactly Christmas shirt. That's what it was. Man, I could really go somewhere with that. See, because, oh, well, I won't. Praise God. Wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice. Number one, in the streets. Number two, she crieth in the chief places of concourse. In other words, she cries where everybody else is crying too. There's a lot of commotion going on in this old world. But that doesn't mean we need not make commotion ourselves. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates. That means where everybody's at. The most important places. Oh my. She crieth. Hallelujah. She uttereth her words. And this is what she cries. How long? Did you hear that? That's the title tonight. Did you hear that? God. Wisdom. That's God. That's Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. Crieth. Now, how about, I don't know about you, but when somebody cries, don't you always hear it? You know, I mean, I don't know, even grown men cry sometimes because of pain. But it's not really that type of cry. I wish Weston was here tonight. I'd let you hear a cry. I mean, he can do a cry. Woo! To cry out. It's not mutter. It's to lift the voice. It's to make it known. See, that's just a little reverbing off this morning. It's to let somebody know what's going on. Let somebody know what's about to happen. What? Anybody know what's about to happen in this world? Anybody know what's the? Almost any moment could be tonight. Anybody know what's about to happen in this world? Anybody excited about going to heaven? Woo, come on now. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but you could not have convinced me tonight. If I was a bystander, you could not have convinced me you were excited to go to heaven. My wife's looking at me bad. That's all right. Sometimes things have got to be cried out. Hallelujah. And the reason being, you're a witness. You're the light that shines. If you can't get excited about heaven in here, you ain't going to get excited about it out there. And if you can't get excited about it out there, you are not going to lead anybody to the Christ that you want to tell him about. Because they're not going to listen to your words. They're going to look at your life. And they're going to see how excited you are about serving God. They're going to look about how excited you are about serving the King. Ooh, hallelujah. That's what they're going to look at. Hallelujah. They're not going to look at whether you dress nice, whether you sit in church every Sunday morning or not. They're going to look at about how excited and enthused you are about serving God, living holy, and being righteous. You ever found a dollar bill laying in the grocery store or Walmart? And you pick it up and you take it to the service center and say, I found this dollar, and you lay it down on the counter. I said, it probably belongs to somebody because it doesn't belong to me. Anybody ever done that, or did you just shove it in your pocket? Yeah. That simple dollar bill laying on that floor could have been the avenue to a glorious time of witnessing for Jesus Christ. That's what I do. I find a dollar bill laying in the store. I'll go pick it up. I'll take it up there and I'll set it on the counter. And they just... And their jaw falls to the counter. And they go, wow, ain't anybody does that anymore. And they're right. Most of them are stealing it and hauling out the door. Yeah, that's the society we're living in. But you and I are lights. Ooh, that shine out in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. And we want to shine bright. We want everybody to know we're a follower of Jesus Christ. We have no shut doors. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying. Anybody ever made foolish mistakes? You ever wondered why we make foolish mistakes? Because we didn't listen to wisdom when she cried out. See, God's not going to be silent. How long will you be foolish? How long will you continue to do your own thing? How long will you not hear what I'm saying? Wisdom crieth out. Everywhere we go, the Holy Ghost is already there. Everywhere we go, the God of heaven is already there. Every trial we face, the Holy Ghost is already there. Every temptation that comes our way, the Holy Ghost is already there. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God, wisdom, will cry out, no, 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 turn away, run, be strong, be courageous, be faithful. Woo! Wisdom crieth everywhere we're at. The Holy Ghost is our strength. He is our wisdom. He is our power. Hallelujah. But it will not be revealed until we hear what wisdom is saying. Have you ever been right in the midst of a test and a trial, and someone shares a scripture with you, and you say, I know that. That's great. But evidently you're not believing it, or you wouldn't be acting the way you are. Well, yeah, I know that. I know that's the word. Yeah, I've heard that 100 times. That's great. Are you living it? Are you hearing it? Woo! I stand at the door and knock. Why? Because the door is shut. Oh, but if it will open. Sometimes we got to open the door before we can ever hear. Hallelujah. You ever tried talking through a door? So, did you hear all that? You didn't? You're kidding me. I stood right back there and carried on a conversation with Sister Bethany. She's back in the nursery. And you tell me you did not hear that? You've got to be kidding me. Sometimes that's why we can't hear God. Just don't hear God. Just don't know what he's telling me. That's because the door is shut. The only thing you probably are hearing is this. He's on the outside. He's knocking because he wants to be inside because he knows you will not be victorious if he's not there. Ooh, wisdom crieth. Wisdom crieth. How long? How long will we do it our own way? How long will we try to carry the load? How long will we try to do it in our own strength? How long? How long? Turn at my reproof. Wow. scorners delight in their scorning. Probably one of the most things that will attempt to get underneath a preacher's skin. And it's not always young people, but it's when while you're preaching your best, your heart out, and giving the Word of God, and they're sitting there poking each other, laughing at each other, giggling at each other, and talking amongst themselves. That is probably one of the most irritating things to a preacher. I mean, of course, then you got to overcome the irritation. Because if not, then you're going to be irritated and just really getting mean. You like that, though, don't you? He does, because I can get mean with him. Can I get mean with you? No, I don't think so. I wouldn't get mean with you anyway. I don't get mean with you, though. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Why? Well, see, because what that is making light of what's going on. Why do we want to make light of what's going on? Because it's getting right down underneath our fifth rib, and we're about to fall under great conviction, and we are trying to shove it as far away from us as we can. And that's why we become a distraction in the service. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it in young people. I've seen it in adults. Oh, well, adults do it differently. Adults try to be casual, you know, and act like they're paying attention. But yet their mind's 100 miles away because they don't want to hear what that preacher's saying. Because scorners delight in their scorning. They want to make light of it. Fools hate knowledge. Oh, I don't need to hear that. I know all about that. I've heard this 100 times before. That's a fool. Yeah, because evidently you haven't heard it 100 times before, you'd be shouting hallelujah. It should be inside of you, and you'd be rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Glory. But wisdom cries anyway. Wisdom cries out. Wisdom cries out. Holy Ghost will deal. The Holy Ghost will deal. And anybody in the sound of my voice that has ever surrendered to the dealing of the Holy Ghost knows that you turn at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Isn't it a wonderful thing to go ahead and pray all the way through, swing wide the door open, and let God have His way in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives? Hallelujah. It brings a smile to our face, a rejoicing in our heart, and hallelujah, we're always on our feet ready to praise our God as we're walking in that glorious victory right here on the face of this earth through the Holy Ghost of God, because wisdom has cried and I have said yes. Oh, praise God. Proverbs 1 and 33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. See, because wisdom cries, I'm with you. I'm before you. I'm beside you. I'm behind you. You need not fear. Be courageous. Hallelujah. Glory. You're more than a conqueror. You can handle this. You can do this. You can follow me. Just fall in behind me and follow me. That's what Jesus speaks. That's what wisdom cries. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'll let the Lord fight my battle. That doesn't mean I'm exempt from the warfare. That just means I fall in behind Him and I follow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bam. Hallelujah. I don't know. You know, I wasn't there, you know, but I mean, when David took on Goliath, I really don't think he was cowering behind rocks. I don't think he was jumping from log to log. He was just headed on down there, picking up stones and moving forward. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was full of the Holy Ghost, anointed of God, and this was a work God wanted him to do and to accomplish, and he was full, wholehearted into it. And
that's why he said, you're going down, Goliath. Hallelujah. I don't think he was... Oh, no. He just scooped out a handful. He didn't care how big they were, small they were. He was going on because God was with him. Is God with you, son? Come on. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? It's God's word. It's his truth. It's what he wants to bring alive in us. That's what wisdom keeps crying. Hallelujah. You can be an overcomer. You can be more than a conqueror. If you'll listen. Glory. Proverbs 8:1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? It's a rhetorical question, rhetorical. In other words, the answer is already, you know. The Holy Ghost always talks. He is always there, and he's always giving good advice. Did you catch that? The Holy Ghost is always giving good advice. And of course, every one of us in here always follow good advice, right? Well, we're going to just kind of have to look at that old man in the mirror and kind of determine how well we are at following good advice, because the Holy Ghost is always going to give good advice. And if we're not real good at following good advice, then that's letting me know we're not real good at following the Holy Ghost. Because he's always giving good advice. Now, what is good advice? Well, it will be talking about righteousness and holiness, kindness, meekness, goodness, faith, temperance. Oh, yeah, temperance. That's a rough one. Oh, that's putting... That's dropping it down to two pieces of pie instead of three. And not according to my wife. It's half piece pie and not four. Temperance. Oh, temperance. Hallelujah. That's when I get that urge to buy that something I've always wanted, but the bank account says no, it can't happen, so temperance says no, I don't do it. Temperance. It covers every territory. That's why it's in the Bible, because we need every territory covered. Because we sometimes don't follow good advice, do we? Ooh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hallelujah. I don't know whether you've ever found yourself praying, saying, God, why have you forsaken me? Why can't I feel your presence? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? One of the quickest ways to know that you're trotting down the wrong direction is when the presence of God dissipates from your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when he's full in your life, you are excited about going to heaven. You are excited about going to church. You are excited about the preaching. You are excited about the singing. You're excited about anything and everything that pertains to an almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. When you live in the presence of the King, that's called vivacious. Woo. Proverbs 8:6. Here. Here's the rest. For I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Oh, if there's anything you ever want to learn from this message, is the fact that you want to learn and tune your ear to listen to God. Because God is going to tell you excellent things. He's going to open up his lips and it'll be right things. It'll be good, sound, healthy spiritual advice. Hallelujah. And if I will hear it, not only hear it, but become a doer of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then that will unleash an almighty God to great liberty inside of my soul. And you get Jesus down in your heart and down in your soul, hallelujah, in a vivacious way, you're going to be victorious. There is no doubt about it. There's no way you cannot be. Why? Because you're following him. Mm-mm-mm. Glory. Glory. Verse 7, my mouth, for my mouth shall speak truth. How many's ever heard this portion of Scripture? Maybe it's just part of the Scripture, but it's a portion of Scripture. The truth shall set you free. Wow. See, that's what wisdom crieth. Wisdom crieth truth. Wisdom crieth truth. And when I will cleave to truth instead of self-will, I will be victorious. Hallelujah. I will be strong. I will be wise. And goes on to say in verse 7, wickedness is an abomination to my lips. You got to understand the definition of wickedness is the opposite of godliness. So anything that's not godly is wicked. Anything that's not righteous is unrighteous. Anything that's not holy is unholy. Hallelujah. So if I find myself desiring things that the Bible says I should not desire, that is a wicked thought. And I've got to call it a wicked thought. Now, if I just try to justify it somehow, some way, and coat it over with sugar and make it sweet, it still doesn't change the fact. That would kind of be like taking a habanero pepper and putting powdered sugar all around it and call it a piece of candy for a child. I realize there's some children that love it. On a whole, you wouldn't call that candy, would you? You'd call that meanness. Yeah. Now, pranksters, there's probably some pranksters that would do that. I know some pranksters that would do that. And I just wouldn't do that to anybody because I sure wouldn't want it done to me. Praise God. And so we see then wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Wisdom will never cry wickedness. The Holy Ghost will never lead you into sin. The Holy Ghost will never lead you into evil. The Holy Ghost will never lead you into something that is not the will of God for your life. That's why it's so important to realize wisdom is always crying, so I have to position myself to hear. That's my part. Wisdom's always crying everywhere, anywhere, all the time. The Holy Ghost never sleeps. He never slumbers. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows the whole truth of the situation. Ooh, God of heaven, hallelujah. He knows what... This is why I've always had a problem with Santa Claus. You know, I'm sorry. But because he don't know when you're naughty or nice. No human being can. Well, now sometimes we can just watch and see it, But the Holy Ghost is the only one that knows your heart. And he does know whether you've been naughty or nice. He does know whether you've been 100% true or 90%. Which means there's 10% you're holding back because you want to do what you want to do. It amazes me how we can tell little stories that make us look better. Yeah, because we ain't really wanting to face the truth, so we generate something that makes it look different. and we don't think it's that bad. Anybody ever have that thought? Well, it's not that bad. Well, if it's any bad, it's bad. Because that's not wisdom crying. Wisdom's going to call it just like it is. It's either truth or it's not.
It's either truth
or it's a lie. So make sure what you say is truth. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about coming across knowledge and withholding it, because if you did begin to share it, it would be called gossip. See, I'm not talking about that. Because sometimes you come across knowledge, you keep it to yourself. And if you come across knowledge and you're in wonder about it and worried about it, you go to the very source of who it was said about. You find out what's going on. If you continue to share that, thinking, well, I can't tell lies, you've just been naughty. Because you just want to tell it because you know it's going to get somebody in trouble, make somebody look bad. And if you're more concerned about making somebody look bad than you are making them look good, there's a problem. You're not fulfilling the second greatest commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, wow. Why is it always my responsibility to pull it down tight and nail it? Oh, I guess I've been called to be the pastor, huh? Hallelujah. Glory. Because wisdom's crying. We're living in a day and an hour where nobody wants wisdom. Because wisdom directs our paths, and wisdom shows us right from wrong, and wisdom shows us how we need to respond to the situation. Wisdom shows us how we need to respond to this temptation. When Joseph was in Potiphar's wife, and she was trying to seduce him, did he just sit there and try to talk her down and tell her, no, quit that, stop. Anytime you can stop now, are you getting the picture? No, he left his coat and he got out of that house. The longer you stay there and try to fight the thing, the sooner you're going to fall. See, sometimes we don't understand the way to conquer temptation is flee. Lay a hold of wisdom's cry. That's what Paul told Timothy. Flee youthful lust. Flee. Get away from it. Realize what's going on and get away from it. Move yourself from that scenario. That's wisdom. Oh, I'm strong enough. I can handle it. I can do it. Hogwash. I haven't found a young person yet that was. Well, I take that back. I found one. His name was Jesus. At 12 years old, he was in the temple and he was asking questions and answering questions. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was serious about studying God's word and getting it in his heart that he might not sin against the Father. Woo, hallelujah. That's why he could be so spiritual and strong at the age of 12, because he was serious about it. Amen. Help me, Jesus. Oh. Did you hear that? Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Because he's talking. He's talking. Wisdom is crying right now. Hallelujah, because that's how it works. Praise be to our God. The Holy Ghost of God. Glory to his holy name. Joshua. This is how we've got to respond. Joshua chapter 24, verse number 15, made mention of it this morning. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites who dwell in this land, in the land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to try to serve the Lord. I'll raise my hand already, because sometimes I use that terminology when somebody asks me to do something and I'm not really wanting to do it. Well, I'll try. knowing full well what they asked of me was no problem to be done at all. Well, I'll try. Why do we say that? Because we don't want to be full-fledged committed to the situation or the statement, I'll try. It's an excuse. It's a cop-out. It's a loophole. It's my way of saying, well, I tried, but I didn't get it done. See, so I go ahead and say, I'll try to start with. That gives me the justification and the excuse already set in order for when I fail, I can say, well, I tried. I'm sorry. We cannot live Christianity that way. No, Joshua knew that. That's why he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We're going to do it whether if we have to die. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to the King. We're going to do it even if it hurts. We're going to do it even if it's inconvenient. Hallelujah. We're going to live for God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. If it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, now none of us would say that, no, no, it's never evil to serve God. Well, then why don't we do it all the time? I mean, is there any place in your life that you have a problem serving God? Every one of us is probably going to lift our hand and say, well, yeah, there's just, you know, I struggle. You know, here's one of mine. Impatience. Yeah. So I have to be really listening when wisdom cries, be patient. Because if I don't listen, I will not be. Mm-hmm. See, that's the only way I'll change. Any area you and I have, all of them can be changed. And I've said it 100 times, and I guess that's why I'm going to say it 101. You can't play that excuse, well, that's just the way I am. That's all right. Everybody already knows that. Even God. And God says, that's the way I don't want you to be. Amen. And so, you're not going to catch... Well, I've said that to my wife. Well, that's just the way I am. And she just looks at me and grins, and I already get it. Yeah, you're right. I've got to change. Hallelujah. You see, because if I already know that it's not right... Oh, God, to know to do good and do it not, well, it's just a little fault. It's just one of those times of failure. Yeah, because we hate to call it sin, because that means it's really, really, really bad. And when you start seeing that it's really, really bad, you're going to get rid of it. But as long as you think it's at least halfway cuddly or cute, you're going to keep it. No, you got to call it what it is. If I'm not doing right, then I'm doing wrong. There's no other thing about it. I mean, it's either right or it's wrong. You can't take God's word and twist it around for what you want to do it for, because there's a curse for that. Because wisdom's crying out. Wisdom's crying out. She cries in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse. She cries in the gates in the city. That wisdom cries and cries and cries. Why? Because God's not willing that any should perish. Psalms 119 and 30. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. There you are, right there. That's my part. That's your part. I have chosen. I have chosen. Oh, hallelujah. I have chosen. It's a choice. I've got to choose the wisdom of God. I must fight anything that would come against the voice of the Holy Ghost of God. I have got to fight it with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. And really, help me, Jesus. Really, if I'll just love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength, hallelujah, I won't have to fight it at all. It'll be gone. What's going on is something is fighting for that place in my heart, and it's trying to push God out and put selfishness in. But wisdom cries,
no, 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 don't go that way, don't do that, you know better than that. Wisdom cries.
But I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. In other words, open up God's word. When wisdom starts crying, open up God's word. You gotta do that. You gotta do that. You want to be victorious? Then you're going to have to take some steps to be victorious. Hallelujah. And one of them is hearing wisdom's cry and then opening up his ways and putting your mind in his through his word. If you sit there and argue with the devil, you're going to lose. You don't have to argue with the devil. Just send him to Jesus. And he'll flee. Because he don't want to talk to him. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to the King. Are you still happy that you're going to heaven? Hallelujah. Oh my. Hosea 14 and 9. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent. And he shall know them. So who's a wise and prudent person? Someone who knows, realizes, and longs for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. This is a sad statement in the sense you can be, it's kind of like a little saying we have on a slide in our school. Says you can be on the right track, but you'll still get run over if you're sitting still. You can be sitting right in the house of God. You can be hearing some of the greatest preaching in the whole wide world. Not talking about mine, but I'm just using it as an illustration. Hallelujah. You can be hearing some of the best preaching and teaching in the whole wide world. You can have the power of God moving all around you, and you can still fall therein. Why? Because you wouldn't hear wisdom's cry. You wonder why in the world do we get so stubborn? Have we really ever enjoyed when we have our way? Some might question, No. I've never enjoyed having my way when God's trying to show me a different way. I didn't enjoy my job any longer when God was telling me to quit my job and go preach revivals. I didn't enjoy my job anymore because I was enjoying it wonderfully. I was doing my work as unto the Lord. I was enjoying the job. And God starts dealing in my heart, it's time to quit your job and go preach revivals.
Really?
And so, no, I didn't have any joy. Because I couldn't find any joy when I was doing what I wanted to do when God was wanting me to do something else. Praise our God. You see, so you can fall right in the middle of the right ways of God and of being around the just that are walking in them But if you're more bent on having yourself will, you're going to fall right in the midst of those who love you the most. It's sad to say many times you turn on those who love you the most, because you would not hearken to the cry of wisdom. Because wisdom is always crying. God is always talking. The Holy Ghost is always speaking. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Did you hear that? Thank you, God, that you never leave me. You never forsake me. Hallelujah. Lord, you always have someone to help me see where I'm going astray, where I'm doing wrong. There's always someone. A lot of times it's your wife. Every now and then it's your husband. Sometimes it's your very children. And most of the time, it's the preacher, the teacher, the message in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Because wisdom crieth everywhere. Everywhere. God will not sit by and let us go to hell. He will always contend with our heart, our mind, our life, till we get in cooperation, full cooperation with him. That's when your Christian life will become vivacious. Woo, hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. That's just when you are just ready for anything God would have you to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I realize when he first asked, it's like, oh God, not me, not this time. Kind of like Addison the other night with the offering. Oh, sorry, sis. Hallelujah. Next time you're going to do it, I'm pretty sure of it, because I'm going to be praying for you. Amen. Glory. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Father in heaven, we praise your mighty name. God, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that will not leave us alone, but will be our comforter, will be our help, our strength, our power. Thank you, God, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. It is forever settled in heaven. And thank you for your presence in this house tonight. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, just move us. Move us with your message. Move us with your word. Move us with your Spirit, God. If there be any here tonight that need help, need strength, need courage, that you're talking to, God, I pray, Lord, just continue. Turn up the heat, Lord. Turn up the volume, God. Knock on that door, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, until there is a response, a positive human response, so we can see the miraculous happen in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, these altars are open tonight. I bid you come. Find you a place to kneel down and pour your heart out to the Lord. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened. That's his promise. Hallelujah. He's not going to withhold any good thing. Hallelujah. From his children when they begin to call on his name, because wisdom's crying. Hallelujah, when I'll begin to cry with wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh, the mighty power of God comes on the scene.